Scholastic Audio presents Wings of Fire, Book 15, The Flames of Hope, by Tui T. Sutherland. Read by Shannon McManus.
I'm sorry, Bullfrog, Kibley said, nudging his wing. I'm just kidding. You're the stealthiest dragon we have. I think you're awesome.
Really?
Bullfrog said, looking confused all over again. Kibley was not very much like Blue in most ways, but sometimes Luna saw little things in the sand wing that reminded her of her brother. They both wanted to be liked so badly. They both wanted everyone they met to feel warm and comfortable and happy around them. Kibley did it with jokes and banter, while Blue let other dragons push him around in order to keep the peace. That was something she loved about Blue that also drove her up a wall. Luna did not care two honey drops whether any hive wings liked her. So what? They were mostly all terrible, the worst, rude and superior and entitled and sneering. Why would she need any of them to think, ah, yes, that Luna. What a lovely, quiet silkwing. No, no, no. She would much rather they thought, uh-oh, here comes Luna. Ack! She's probably going to set us all on fire again. Especially if that meant she never had to actually set anyone on fire. But Blue was always friendly and polite to everyone, no matter how awful they were. That's why she'd never told him about the chrysalis. She had a feeling he'd be thoroughly confused by a secret group of silkwings who gathered to talk about fighting back against Queen Wasp. Fighting back wasn't in Blue's vocabulary. At least, not until Luna turned out to be a flame silk. He'd been different when she came out of her cocoon. She hadn't been with him long enough to really see how different. But from the stories Cricket and Sundew told her, Blue had been through a lot while Luna was in her metamorphosis sleep. Kibley was a little bit like Swordtail, too. Swordtail was funny like Kibley. He also talked a lot when he was nervous, like Kibley did. Swordtail didn't need to be liked by everybody, though. He was happy to be loved by Luna and Blue and his sister Io. Everybody else could stuff termites up their noses if they didn't like him for all he cared. Luna wished she could talk to him again. She wanted to tell him about the dragons she was traveling with. What would he think of Pineapple, or Lynx, or Sky? Would he be able to trust Cricket more than she did? Would he find Moon a little unsettling, or would he feel sorry for her and how shy she was? She was pretty sure he would like Kibley. She could imagine them annoying hive-wing guards together. Luna had borrowed the Dream Visitor from Tsunami whenever they'd stopped, but she hadn't been able to find Swordtail asleep again. She wondered what he was doing, or worse, what Wasp was making him do. She couldn't bear to think of Wasp inside Swordtail's head or manipulating Blue's talons. She had to stop thinking about it, or she might have to dive into the ocean and scream for days, and the whales probably wouldn't like that.
There's the island,
Pineapple said, flicking his tail toward the small blur of a white sand curve rising out of the ocean ahead of them.
Thank the moons! I'm so ready to lie down!
He grinned at Luna and swooped ahead of everyone. Tsunami checked the position of the sun in the sky. Well past midday, Luna knew from her internal clock, sighed, and sped up to fly after him, shouting,
Not for long, Pineapple! Don't you dare fall asleep!
I don't think, Bullfrog said slowly, that I talk too much.
You don't, Moon reassured him.
Kibley's the one who talks too much, Lynx said helpfully.
You know, I feel like I've heard that somewhere before,
Kibley said, tapping his chin.
Race you to the beach, Bullfrog.
He took off without waiting for an answer, which was especially funny when Bullfrog just blinked after him in more confusion.
Maybe tomorrow?
Cricket said out of the blue.
as though she'd been working out a question in her head and missed the entire last half of the conversation.
Starting tomorrow morning, we go into invisible stealth mode. What do you guys think? That makes sense, doesn't it?
I agree, Moon said. Sure, I'll feel safer once we're invisible,
Link said, nodding.
Although, if we're all invisible, Pineapple really can't fall asleep while we're flying, Luna joked. Or he'll drop into the ocean, and we'll never find him.
Up ahead of them, a dragon's scream sliced through the sky.